stating the Tarawih Salah, the tenth para was recited, and this is Surah Anfal, and the next surah is Surah Bara'at, and both these surahs in great detail mention about jihad, fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is also a great institution of Islam and our deen. And so much so, some ulama have mentioned that they are the sixth pillar of Islam. You know the five pillars of Islam. Some have regarded jihad as to be the sixth pillar of Islam. It's got very great status in Islam. And there are many, many warnings given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we had mentioned in the ayah yesterday also. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةَ اللَّهَ تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاسَةً. Many mufassirin of the opinion that when jihad is left out completely in the ummah, when it's left out, then fear such a fitna, which will not only afflict the people who have made zulam amongst your people, but all the whole ummah will be afflicted with difficulties and calamities. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe in punishment. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the word يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of Iman, six times. And the ulama say that if these six qualities are fulfilled and held properly, firmly on, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the Muslim people victory in all situations. And this is how Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the battle of Badr, they were extremely weak. One third the number of the kuffar and disbelievers, no weapons, but Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. So Allah ta'ala says in the ninth para, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, when you meet those who have kuffar and the disbelievers, then do not turn your back away from the battlefield. It's not permissible for a person to turn his back away. And later on, a bit of jihad is coming. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obey Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. Do not turn away from the command and while you are listening. And do not be like those people who said we are listening, but in fact they are not actually listening. They are like animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to like the kuffar. And then Allah ta'ala said the third command, اِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ. Obey the command of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they call you towards the things which will give a person life. As we had mentioned yesterday, it can either mean Quran Sharif, Islam, and it can even mean jihad. Jihad will give the Muslim people real life. Then goodness will come in the whole world. And then one command Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Do not cause khiyanat, amanat, it's to be trustworthiness, to go against the day. For Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of their commands and all amanat which is given to a person causes mistrust, he abuses the trust which he has been given to him. So all of this a person should abstain. Then Allah ta'ala says, having the quality of taqwa, in tattaqu Allah yaj'al lakum furqana. Also this will help and assist the people, the Muslim people. Coming to the 10th para also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha laqitum fi'atan, when you meet an army, then fathbutu, remain steadfast. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. So perhaps you will be successful, then you will definitely be successful. Obey Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst you people do not have internal fight, and you start arguing amongst yourselves. Otherwise what will happen? All you will become buzdil, you will become cowardly, and all your strength will go away. And remain steadfast, have sabr on the battlefield. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah is with those people who make sabr. And do not be like those people who came out of their houses with arrogance and just to show people, but the object must be only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are preventing people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan comes and he beautifies the actions of those people, and he says that today you people will be dominant and I'll be supporting you people. But when the two armies came, the first one to run away was Shaitan, and he left all the people in the lurch. He left the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah in the lurch. In the battle of Badr, he encouraged them to come out, and eventually he leaves them. This is the system also in the world. The ulama say that Allah mentions when you are meeting a jamaat, normally if a jamaat is means in the battlefield, but they say every day in our life also we are having battles against Shaitan, against our nafs. So these are usul and principles also for us to help and assist us to remain steadfast, hold firm, to be steadfast, to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. The zikr of Allah ta'ala will give a person spiritual life, and then a person will be able to fight against the enemies of nafs and Shaitan, as well as the physical enemies. And obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not have all worldly matters. A person is just arguing and fighting amongst himself. Otherwise, see, the Muslim people's strength will go away by means of this year. And have the quality of sabr, because Allah is what? Those people who make sabr, some sacrifice you have to make in your life. So if you have these qualities, inshallah, even when you are fighting the daily battles against nafs and shaitan, inshallah, you'll be able to easily overcome them. And shaitan will come to a person and beautify his actions for a person, try to turn a person away from deen. But a person must be steadfast, because as soon as a person falls into guna, he falls into sin, then shaitan is the first one to run away from a person, and he leaves the person in the lurch. What problems a person comes into. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah ta'ala will not change ni'mat which He has granted to people until they change what is within themselves. This is referring to the kuffar, that ni'mat Allah had given them, Allah had granted them Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah had given them aman, safety, peace, but they were not prepared to accept this ni'mat and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to them. Instead of utilizing it in the correct way, they started misappropriating, making nashukri, being ungrateful to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then halat and the difficult conditions overcame them, and Allah ta'ala's punishment came over the people. The other meaning also, some of Mufassirin say, that when people are going through difficulties and halat, and if they change their conditions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His rahmat and mercy upon them. So we have to, if a person has to come to the right path, if a person Allah has granted him a ni'mat, and then he goes on to the wrong path, then Allah Ta'ala will snatch away the ni'mat and bounties. And also on the other hand, if some people are going through difficulties, come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow His bounties upon His bandas and servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the battle of Badr took place. There was not much time for the Muslim people to prepare for it. But now in future, the Muslim people must be ready for it. وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعَةٌ مِّنْ قُوَةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. That whatever strength, some ulama say this refers to rami in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for shooting bows and arrows, and in today's time, whatever it, till qiyamah, with the guns and missiles and all of these things, a person must start preparing for it. And the horses, Allah ta'ala says, and just by preparing for it, تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ, by you will create fear in the enemies of Allah and your enemies, and many other people besides them who you do not even know, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. A person will create fear in the hearts of the... It is by preparing for jihad. That is why the enemies have made such effort today that we cannot even outwardly prepare for it. The minute the person starts preparing, they get frightened and they make laws against the people, and then they try to prevent them and stop them from this jihad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever a person is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, to revive this institution, he will be granted the full reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No oppression will be done upon him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that harid al-mu'minina al-qital, encourage the believers to make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there are 10 people amongst you people, they will overcome 200 people. And if there are 100 people, they will overcome 1,000 people. 1 to 10. So this was the initial command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, if the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was one of them and there were 10 kuffar, it was not permissible for the Muslim people to turn away from the battlefield and to run away. You have to, only after there was more than 10 people. Example, if there was 100 Sahaba and there was more than 1,000 non-Muslims, there were 2,000, then it was permissible for the Sahaba to go back, get reinforcements and come back again, fight. It was permissible for them to leave the battlefield. But Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Ana, today Allah has made it easy for you people, because Allah knows that there is weakness amongst you people. Still, if there are 100 people amongst you who can make sabr, they will overcome and dominate 200 people. So now the masala is one of two. If there are one Muslim and there are two non-Muslim people, still the Muslims must go forward, because we've got the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. Even if there's 1,000 people, you can still go forward. But because Allah knows the weakness of our iman, so Allah has made a bit of ease for us. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when is it permissible for a person to turn back from the battlefield and to go back and to seek assistance and help. So one to two, Allah ta'ala mentions here. And if there's more than two people to one person, then it's permissible for the Muslims to go back for reinforcements. But if they go forward, Wallahu ma'as sabirin, Allah is still together with those who have got the quality of sabr within themselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the battle of Badr. There were certain prisoners there, and the decision was given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to free them. But this was disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this was a battle between haq and batil, truth and falsehood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to destroy the roots of batil and falsehood. But then, so Allah Ta'ala reprimanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was not appropriate for him to have allowed these people to go free. But anyhow, the decision was made, and because it was done through mashwara, which is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then Allah's punishment was averted, and Allah Ta'ala overlooked the mistake and the error which was done thereafter. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that this was actually what was the mansha and the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding the Muhajirin and Ansar and the great value of them, those who have got them, they one for one whole page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they are the ones who are the true believers. Ulaika hum al-mu'minun haqqan lahum maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem. In this world, they have got true iman. In the year after, what bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got for them. And on the other hand, those people who did not make hijrat, a bit of warning is given towards them in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make hijrat was farz-e-ayn. It was an alamat and a sign of iman. Those people who did not make hijrat, then actually it was like a sign that this person is not a believer. There were certain people who were given exemption from this rule, but it shows the great value of hijrat in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the Fatih Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now la hijrat ba'd al-fath, that faraj hijrat and compulsory hijrat, which was a sign of iman and kufr, now it has come to an end, there is no more, that law will not apply anymore. But still to the ulama say that in today's time, if a person is living in a place where he cannot stop himself from guna and sin, then still it will be faraj for a person to leave the place of guna and sin, and to come to a place of where he can, it's easier for a person to practice on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practice on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Al-Tawbah, or Surah Al-Bara'a, or Surah Al-Fadiha, the surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah of some sahaba radiallahu anhu, which will come in the next juz, in the next para, or Bara'at, where the Muslims are showing that they are completely free from the mushrikeen, and they must leave the holy land of Makkah Mukarramah, they must be completely taken out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. Or Surah Al-Fadiha, the surah which disgraces the munafiqs and the hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed the hypocrites in the surah. Yeah. Allah mentioned all of their signs and their qualities in great detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Yeah. And they became embarrassed and they became disgraced. All the true colors came out and they were shown exactly what they had. And one of the greatest weaknesses which they had within themselves was they were not prepared to make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how Allah ta'ala differentiated between the true believers and the munafiqs and the hypocrites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions certain laws regarding the masjid haram. Those people who will visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make ta'amir. And the ulama have got different meanings of ta'amir. To build the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, populate the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are the only people? Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir, those who believe in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, and they perform salah and they give zakat and they fear no one else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people who will be on the right path, on the straight path. So these are the ones who populate the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From these ayat, the sahaba radiallahu anhu said that if you want to see and judge if a person has got iman within himself, then see a person who is always going to the masjid, who is particular and punctual at the masjid, and this person is definitely, you can give shahadat, you can testify that he is a person of iman. That a person who is, because Allah Ta'ala says in this Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, who is very punctual coming to the masjid, his heart is always connected to the masjid. Among the seven groups of people will be under the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, his heart is always connected to the masjid. He's got extreme love for the masjid. Always wants to come to the masjid. And as soon as he leaves the masjid from one namaz, his heart is again connected to the masjid. When is the next namaz? When is the next salah? And he's prepared to come back. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَائِةَ الْحَاجِ, you are feeding the hajis, giving them water to drink, and you are making, building up the masjid haram, putting all the building and everything correct there. Can that person ever be like those who believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah and make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the mushrikeen, they had a lot of fakhr and pride that we are feeding the hajis and we have brought about Masjid al-Haram, we are looking after it. But can they ever equal to those who believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah and those who make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They can never ever be equal. It is like in today's time, unfortunately, when the Khilafat fell, the institution of Khilafat, about 100 years ago, at that time, jihad completely stopped in the Ummah, and others took over the Haramain Sharifain, and they, a lot of fakhr, Khadimul Haramain, we are looking after the Haram, and they are feeding the Hajis and looking after the Masjid. But jihad came to an end, and it was completely stopped in the whole Muslim world, unfortunately. So Allah Ta'ala, can they ever be like those who got iman in Allah in the day of Qiyamah and they make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala? They can never ever be equal, because this institution is very great and it will keep Islam alive. It will protect all the Muslims in the whole Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as this institution was there, the Muslims were protected and safe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that if your parents and your children and your brothers and your wives and your family members and the money which you are earning and the businesses which you are, you fear that it will come down, you will have suffer a loss, and the houses which a person loves is more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wait until the command of Allah ta'ala comes, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And some ulama say that this refers to the hijrat, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba radiallahu anhu made, which was compulsory, or faraz jihad, which is compulsory for people. The Amir al-Mu'minin has given a command, it's compulsory for them to go out now, and if a person leaves it out, then a person is actually waiting, and he's calling the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person. So the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have above all of this year, at least the fervor must be in our hearts, if we cannot practically do it. But Ya Allah, we've got the weakness of Iman, Ya Allah, make us such that if that taqaza comes, the desire, that the call comes, then a person is ready to sacrifice his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala has helped the Muslims in many, many places, even in the battle of Hunain, where one spiritual weakness came to them of ujab, and because of this they went through some difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent His help and assistance. So in here Allah ta'ala is warning us that the peace Sahaba radiallahu anhu made tawbah, and they realized they had made an error and a mistake. So not to have ujab and to have pride of regarding numbers, that we have got so much of numbers, so we definitely going to win, but we always need the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the evil qualities of the Jews and the Christians, and the harm of not spending, paying one zakat. When a person keeps his wealth, gold and silver, and he does not spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was the quality of the monks and the rabbis, eating the wealth of people in the incorrect way, preventing people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and storing the money and not giving zakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same wealth will be taken, it will be boiled in the fire of Jahannam, heated up, and then their foreheads and their sides and their backs, they will all be branded by means of this fire. And it will be said to them, "Hada ma kanatum li anfusikum." This is what you had gathered for yourself. Look, I kept it for yourself. Now taste exactly what you had gathered. This is the punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to people. So a person must be very careful, punctual in particular, with giving his zakat. Yearly find out from the ulama what are the masail regarding zakat, and ensure we are giving our zakat in the correct way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the months of the year. What a beautiful system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that there are 12 months of the year. From the time Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, from the beginning of creation of the world, Allah ta'ala made a system, 7 days in the week, 12 months in the year, and the whole system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person must not change the date also. This is a major error which was done in the times of jahiliyyah and ignorance. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hijrat and the great status of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and how Allah's help and assistance came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how it came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions masail regarding zakat, who it must be given to in detail, all the different recipients of zakat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last quarter mentions that the qualities of the munafiqim, they are like friends of one another, they come on towards evil and they prevent from righteousness. And they hold back their hands, they are not prepared to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has forgotten them. On the other hand, we look at the people of Iman. What are their qualities? They also are friends of one another. And how are they friends of one another? What is the quality? They command one another towards righteousness. Prevent others from, they prevent themselves from evil. The Muslim brothers, they are performing salah, giving of zakat, obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the people who Allah Ta'ala special help and assistance will come to them. Allah is the most powerful, Allah Ta'ala is the one full of hikmat and wisdom. And because of this, Allah has promised them such gardens, Jannah, flowing beneath their rivers, and beautiful, beautiful houses in the everlasting gardens of Jannah. And the greatest thing they will get is the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success which a person must try to achieve, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned sometimes in life, a person has an intention, if I get a lot of wealth, then I'll spend so much of money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be a pious person. But it's not always like that there. Sometimes Allah grants it to a person, then a person unfortunately turns away. Now he wants to keep that money, he's not prepared to even spend the money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes stingy and he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah puts the quality of nifaq and hypocrisy in his heart. So therefore a person must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever condition Allah has placed him in. A lot of times we feel that if I've got another condition, if I've got more money, I've got more of dunya, I'll spend more in the path of Allah, more time in the path of Allah. It's not always like that there. Many times also a person goes in the other direction. So whatever is the condition Allah puts us in, inshallah there is goodness for us in the day, and we should make the best of that condition and turn our attention more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the last, the ending, the battle of Tabuk is mentioned, inshallah, which we will discuss tomorrow. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just mentions a few things. That one is, do not ever perform salat on the janaza salat of any munafiq and any hypocrite. If there was certain hypocrisy, if hypocrisy was exposed in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to perform because outwardly he was a Muslim, but then his hypocrisy became apparent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will never forgive them, no matter how much of istighfar you make for them. They have left this world without iman. And do not perform salah on any of them who have passed away, and do not stand in his qabr. They make kufr with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they pass away in this condition. So any non-Muslim person also, if a person for example accepts Islam, he's got non-Muslim parents or family members, then to go for their janaza and the burial is not permissible at all, to show our the distinction between Islam and kufr. So do not read salat, janazah salat upon them, and do not stand at their qabr to make dua for them also. Once they have passed away without iman, it's not even permissible for a person to make dua for them. And Allah Ta'ala says, in this world they've got so much of wealth, they've got the children, وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُمْ أَوْلَادُمْ. That did not put you into surprise, make you astonished. Allah wants to punish them by means of this in this worldly life. Allah Ta'ala uses the same wealth and the same children to punish the people. So a person mustn't become shocked and amazed by this year. And in the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there are certain people, this jihad was compulsory for the people to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all different excuses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them. And then there was those people who were sincere and they had the love and desire to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And تَوَلَّهُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. But they never have money to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they came and they asked permission from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they turned away and the tears were flowing from their eyes out of grief and sadness that they cannot find what they can spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Hazrat mentioned the other day, that this must be the jazbah of a believer. And there are two groups of people. One is that we let go with the flow and we let change everything in our deen. And the other group of people are those people who, even if they are halat and their conditions in their life, and even if they are forced sometimes, for example, to take a photo when a person is taking an ID, we are forced in our country to take a photo. We know it's haram to take a photo. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in such occasions also, a person mustn't go with a happy face. He must go with an angry face, like upset. And he must make tawbah and istighfar after that day. Allah, I was forced to take this here because it's the oppressive rules of our country. But I'm not happy at all with it. So a person must go with that. And if a person goes there, he's smiling, he's happy. So this shows that I'm happy with this action of kufr, of disbelief. So our desire must be, tears must flow from our eyes out of sadness that why I had to break the command of Allah Ta'ala, I was forced. The weakness of my iman. So with this, and how can Allah Ta'ala change these conditions in our country? How can Allah make it a country of full Islamic rubric, for example? So a person must have that jazbah and desire and feelings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq.